Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Yesterday, Gayle King, Katy Perry, and Lauren Sanchez, and three other chicks whose names nobody knows, even though they're very
one
accomplished.
Giant step for womankind. That's all I got.
Sure. That was pretty good. Not bad. First time in 60 years that only women were on a particular flight.
Mm-hmm.
They float. There's a lot of videos of this. There's a lot of videos of them floating around as they become weightless. Nobody barfed, or they don't appear to have barfed. And now they're just floating around. Their hair is floating. Their cheeks. There's no gravity, so your face just sort of floats. Everything floats.
Feel that girl power?
Girl power. Oh, and there's Katy Perry with the... She's got a Daisy in space because she has a daughter named Daisy.
Oh.
She also apparently was singing the whole time. She was singing some songs. And she plans to write a song about this mission that they were on. Mission accomplished, by the way. All 10 minutes of it. It was an all.
Oh, that's a neat shot. Look out the window there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So they're 62 miles up in these. They're at the, is it the apex of the?
I can't believe it happens. I realize, you know, they're just doing a quick shot, but still 11 minutes in total.
Yeah, I know. It's like 2 or 3 minutes to get up there.
Crazy.
And then I know. I actually feel like it has to take longer than that just to shoot down. Because so they're up there within a couple of minutes. Then they have about 3 or 4 minutes of weightlessness. And then the descent begins, which has to start fairly slowly and then pick up speed. And then by the time they've opened up, it's 62 miles. So then now they've opened up parachutes and they're drifting down. Isn't that going to take forever?
I don't know. It does seem too short.
Yeah.
And frankly, I've talked to you about this before. There's things that are on offer, like experiences. And for me, if something's going to take that much time to prep for it, I need it to be more than 11 minutes.
Right. 3 minutes of weightlessness. I suppose feeling the G's, that'd be something. You know, you're going pretty damn fast. My face is going like this. Like when you're on the roundup or whatever it's called at the fair, when you can't move, you can't get your hand off the thing, you're being spun around.
I'd be like, you know what? I don't need a class for this. Just tie me to a seat in 11 minutes. You know,
it's not enough time.
It just doesn't feel.
Right. Let's go spend a couple nights on the space station.
You're going to put a diaper on for 11 minutes?
Oh, you have to wear a diaper? Doesn't that show through those? I don't think they have diapers on. You think they have diapers
on? I don't think they have to wear
diapers. I know for a fact
that
I saw a video of William Shatner saying, you will have to wear a diaper. Now, he may have been joking.
He is also 90. However, I want to say we literally just talked about this and they all have diapers on. And I told you, the diapers are smaller than you think. Yeah,
I now think you're right. Remember it.
Now I remember it. Thank you for jogging my memory.
Yeah, they don't have a bathroom on that flight. So yeah. I think an abundance of caution, you've got to wear it just
because. Because what if you freak out? Maybe there could be a face diaper too for in case you vomit. It was an all-female flight. It included a filmmaker, a former NASA scientist, a research scientist, and three famous people. It was about 10 minutes long. They flew to 11 minutes, whatever. They flew to the Kármán line.
The Kármán line.
And it's about 62 miles up. That's, they call it the edge of Earth's atmosphere. After touching back down, Katy Perry said, "I feel super connected to love." And then she added that during the flight, she sang "What a Wonderful World" instead of one of my own songs. That's not about me. It's not about singing my songs. It's about a collective energy and a mirror. It's about us. This is all for the benefit of Earth. These are all quotes from Katy Perry. That's my Katy Perry impersonation. I guess I just haven't heard her talk that much. I'm just assuming she talks like
415 this. Says, Gail publicly discussed not wanting to wear a diaper, but they had to.
Oh, ooh. I guess that is something you would talk about when you've got, you know, 3 hours of the Today Show to fill.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what she's on. I don't know. One of the shows. Katy also says that I'm writing a song about my experience. Is that a threat or a promise, Katy? Woo! Also, Jeff Bezos face planted while trying to get to the capsule. It landed like in the desert. He comes around the side of the thing and doesn't. He's looking in the window.
Oh, dear.
Then he falls into a crevasse.
Well.
Yeah. He's running around. He's looking in all the windows. Oh, hey, you guys, I can see you.
Oh, boy.
And he's down. We put that up at the Serenity Facebook page. I'm 99% sure I posted that. There's also tons of video of the crew experiencing weightlessness.
I'm just thinking inside the cab, Lauren Sanchez could be heard saying, idiot.
No, she was like, oh, that's my love. Make sure he's okay. Oh my God. I really hope that's just okay. Cause later we're going to do all kinds of nasty things together. And he's going to ask me about my diapers.
Oh, wow. You, then you believe in the love they share.
I do. Oh my God. Good. What I was telling you yesterday, I want them to, how great would it be? Like, I think about my own relationship and, like, how I feel, like, super lucky. Like, I love that guy. We laugh. We have all our little things. And how much better would everything we've got going on right now be with billions of dollars in a super yacht? Like, it would be so great. So I want the guy who's got the billions of dollars in the super yacht to also have a super fun relationship. Like, how great would that be?
I hope it's true.
Like, living the best life that's ever been lived.
And grateful for it all.
Right. That would be what you would hope for, right? That he would look around and go, oh, I am so lucky.
And this story is in the fiction section at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.